Blackstone Audio presents Sorrow Without End by Priscilla Royal. This book is read by Wanda McCadden. Once to die is better than length of days in sorrow without end. Aeschylus, Prometheus Unbound. Line 750 to 751 from Chambers' Dictionary of Quotations, translator unknown. To Catherine V. Forrest, Judy Graber, Gillian Roberts, Michael Naver, Catherine Neville, and Sarah Smith. Thank you for all you taught me in class and continue to teach me through your books. Chapter 1. Where was he? He rubbed his face, then stared at his hand. It was wet. Had he been weeping? The man from Acre looked up, narrowing his eyes as the sky dissolved into a grey, pelting downpour. It must be God shedding the tears. As he watched the dark trees, he shivered. Their branches bent like the bows of archers. This rain was unlike anything he remembered. The drops stung his face like grit from a dust storm in Outremer. Was England not a Christian land? He should not feel so much pain so close to home. Just before he rounded a bend in the road, a gust of wind howled about his ears. Was that the cry of some hell-bound soul? He looked behind, then, seeing nothing, turned again. If that sound had risen from one soul in Satan's claws, perhaps another would soon be added. The soldier was not far ahead of him, alone, walking slowly and hunched against the force of the blinding rain. Had the time come at last? He swallowed, savouring the possibility. How often he had hoped for this moment.